The history of competitive insults goes back generations. In the United States, we trace it back to the dozens, a sort of verbal duel developed in the African-American community. Today, it's having a renaissance in the form of battle rap. Thanks to social media, local rap battle leagues have popped up all over the world in the last few years. New England Public Radio's Henry Epp takes us to a tournament in Holyoke, Massachusetts.
In a large brick-walled room at the Waterfront Tavern, two rappers stand face-to-face in the middle of an excited crowd, mostly men in their 20s and 30s. The rappers don't have mics, and there's no DJ in sight. Petey Mitch, whose real name is Stephen Daly, goes up against Blackademics, real name Ibrahim Abdul Rahman. Petey Mitch lives in a fairly rural town, so Blackademics goes after that with a literary reference.
Are you saying you're from the streets? That's just a story he's telling. You talk to pigs, Animal Farm, your whole life is Orwellian. You got a problem with what I'm saying?
Blackademics is a self-proclaimed nerd, so Petey Mitch comes back with a harsh attack.
I'm a bully, killed dorks for sport. Matter of fact, where's my book report?
They're in the second round of a tournament in the 413 Battle League, named for the area code in Western Massachusetts. One of them will advance to the league semifinals in January. Jason Weeks, one of the organizers, says the rappers are each given 3 2-minute long rounds to deliver their rhymes. The only other rule?
Don't slap nobody. You know, the only thing we don't want is beef. We don't want any fights. You know, we leave it on the floor. You come here, you get your rhymes off, and then you walk away and we go have a drink afterwards.
This league's events usually attract about 150 people. Tonight, there are visitors from as far away as Utah and Texas. They've heard about it online. Social media and YouTube videos are a huge part of rap battle culture these days. Joel Ortiz, an MC from the New York rap group Slaughterhouse, says this kind of organization is relatively new.
Back in the days, it was just like, yo, this guy wants to battle. He's like, all right, cool, tell him meet me here, put the beat on. Now it's just way more intricate, like people are studying their opponent, preparing punchlines and metaphors and cadences.
Ortiz says he thinks local leagues started appearing around 2009 or 10. Verse Tracker, one of the largest battle rap social networks, registers about 550 leagues around the world and over 16,000 rappers. And the importance of videos has altered the form. Ortiz says battles used to be mostly freestyle, and before the internet, it was easy to recycle rhymes. Now that's not as acceptable.
Because the worst thing you want to see, like when you're reading comments coming from your fans, is like, yo, that was dope, but I heard that here. Or, yeah, you ripped that, but that's off of this song.
The rhymed insults can get pretty vicious. Back at the Waterfront Tavern, Julie Holden can attest. She's Petey Mitch's wife, and she's attended all of his battles since he started last year.
When people think of battle rap and hear that my husband battle raps, they're like, wow, that's ridiculous. But it's really like this huge family that just makes fun of each other all the time. Nobody gets offended. And afterwards, everybody just sits around and drinks and laughs about it, and I love that.
Your animal farm bar and that Orwellian.
It's reachy when I was like Orwellian, and it hit. I was like, thank you, God, people read books.
After the battle, Blackademics and Petey Mitch are in the dirt parking lot next to the tavern. They're remarkably friendly and complimentary. The two MCs say battle rap is about much more than one-upsmanship.
It's a performance.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
It's performance art. That's what I tell people. It's performance art at the end of the day. I mean, like,
we put stand-up comedy, rapping, you know, freestyling,
it's
acapella,
so
like
so
all
much.
That
so,
into,
so, so
into
much.
one.
And it's all about having the good mix and knowing when to do what.
Exactly. Yeah.
As for who won, Petey Mitch and Blackademics are undecided.
I felt your third round was your strongest. Like, I feel like you got it 2-1. I feel like
fair
your
enough,
third
fair
round
enough.
Was your strongest. But I heard, like, from 5 different people that I got the third round. Which is crazy.
Battle rap.
Yeah, dude.
Battle rap.
It's just crazy to me.
A few weeks later, after the judges have reviewed the video of the battle, their decision comes out. Blackademics won. He heads to the next round of the 413 Battle League tournament. The grand prize, $413.13. For NPR News, I'm Henry Yap.